Welcome to A Winnipeg Slice, stories about a little piece of Winnipeg with Christy Nickel and Christine Ahrens. On today's A Winnipeg Slice...
I'm Christine Ahrens talking today with Nikki, who has been throat singing for how long?
I've been throat singing for about 23 years.
How did you first get involved with that?
Well, I moved to Winnipeg when I was 7, and when I came to live here from Nunavut, my aunt didn't want me to lose a part of my identity or my culture, our language. So one day, I lived with three cousins, we were watching APTN, watching a couple old women making these strange noises. And so we kind of asked our aunt about it. She explained to us about where it came from. And then we just kind of tried one day, like just for fun. And then all of a sudden we were traveling the world.
That's great. So now you've passed it on to your daughters. They'll be performing actually this year at the First Nation Pavilion for Folklorama. It's the first time in a few years that the First Nation Pavilion is coming back to Folklorama. So can you tell us what exactly is planned for the event?
Well, I'm the adult ambassador for the First Nations Pavilion. And so one of the things that I have heard is that it's something new and something exciting and something that people are going to absolutely 100% enjoy and love. And that it's kind of like hush hush. So if you really want to check it out and you want to be surprised and awed at the beautiful regalia, the voices that you hear, the songs that you hear, the artists that attend, then you just have to come.
That sounds absolutely beautiful. Well, that's happening all week long for the pavilion. So do you know where it's happening this year?
Yeah, so it starts on August 6th until the 12th, and it will be on the second floor at the convention center.
Sounds great. Okay, thanks so much for talking with me today.
Thank you very much for having me.
This has been A Winnipeg Slice with Christine Ahrens and Christy Nickel on 93.7 CJNU. A Winnipeg Slice, stories about a little piece of Winnipeg.